5 months later, 1 month before the Festival of All Faiths at winter solstice, Alcoran has continued training with the Rabbi Ben Haberon, but has had only brief encounters with Christian, feels that he has made no progress, and is frightened that he will fail. He is full of questions about the meaning of life. This is mid-morning on the day Ben Haberon is to take him to Taifa ibn Masara, an ancient hermitage in the mountains outside of Cordoba, for the final month of intense training. Alancha is his mother's Sudanese companion and servant, who had been Alcoran's nurse. The beginning of winter. Following ablutions and prayers, Alcoran folded and stacked enough clothes for the month of retreat with his teacher, then walked across the patio under the bright and reassuring sun. Clouds floated serenely in the blue sky. He was glad to soak up the sun, have some time for lying in the garden, as he had so often as a boy. He wanted to visit the maze once more before leaving for the hermitage, where they were to prepare for the dance. Walking through the garden to the tall hedge, he hummed a popular song about the beauty of Andalusian dancing girls. He had reached the final verse before realizing that the melody and rhythms matched an ancient lament which Alancha used to sing. For the prince prayed at the edge of the mountain, while the lady in black slept in the den. The green crescent of the prophet's chariot, thundering in the blue sky above them. Stop the world, came the whisper. The lady had risen from her sleep, but the lad in his love of her beauty had leaped to his death in her deeps. Remembering his father's reference to intruders, he stopped at the lion gate and scanned the walkways, peering beyond shadows thrown by the mid-morning sun. Everything seemed as it should be. Alancha was in the kitchen, busy with morning cooking. Her words rose out of silence. The child of the morning flew ever upward, by the wings of the stallion made of gold. From the mount of the ever-faithful mother to the heavens he was sold. The values of emeralds and silver were hot sands in her parched throat as she yearned for the cover of her lover who had drowned before she awoke. Sun rays angling across his face in the narrow lanes, his heart aching, Alcoran completed the song. As their child reached the sun in his glory, his black hair turned to gold, his eyes caught the blue of the sunrise, the blue of the ocean when it's cold, and the dawn which had sprung from their union spilled red along the crags of the shore for the beauty of such consummation was too much for this world with its wars.